First of all, let me make a passionate appeal to every Malawian on every corner of the globe. Those that are here, including those that are in diaspora, we need to feel ashamed. We need to feel sorry about our country. What is happening here cannot happen elsewhere and cannot be entertained elsewhere. If I figure out this, we have gone 2 months back to back without fuel. And as this is happening, you know, Malawi is an oil-based economy. We don't have fertilizer. While on the countryside, our people, the voters, are surviving on wild tubers, wild beans. Others are literally starving to death. As all this is happening, we have a leader who is crisscrossing the corners of this world. He's always in the sky. If it is not in the U.S., it's in China. The following day is in Germany. Now we are saying, let's wake up, Malawians. Let's save this country, because it is heading towards destruction beyond recognition.
That is not a fair criticism to make about the president, because the president, from day one, his supporters say, has been going around seeking investment to create jobs for the people of Malawi to solve the economic challenges that he came to meet, and that it will take a little bit of time for the measures that he has implemented to bear fruit. So these criticisms, they said, are just politically motivated.
Great. He has been in power for 4 years. Now, as they say, the proof of pudding is in the eating. Don't you think that 4 years is reasonable enough, that we should have been accruing, we should be harvesting the fruits from his trips, assuming that it is genuine? For the past 4 years, he has failed to find a solution to now what is now perennial forex challenge. Now, think of this. In an economy without fuel, without forex, without fertilizer, without food, what do you expect? This is an economy that has collapsed. In fact, our major problem, just to borrow President Chakwera's own words, is leadership. We have got a leadership crisis. This is why I'm saying all of us here in Malawi and those in diaspora, we should feel ashamed, because we have allowed our country to proceed on autopilot.
So what is the core reason why you are embarking on this yet again demonstration beginning on Monday?
Straightforward, we are demanding the immediate resignation of the Minister of Energy, Ibrahim Matola. One of his core responsibilities is to ensure that the Malawians have seamless supply of fuel and gas. Now, for the past 2 months, we haven't had that opportunity. Malawians are spending day and night on a pumping station, queuing for a product that is not there in the first place. This is unprecedented. It has never happened. Secondly, we are calling for the head of the Malawi Energy Regulatory Authority, Henry Kajaje, to also step down. The good thing about Kajaje is that we have just gathered that his contract expired in August. Now he's occupying that office illegally, when actually things are not okay. The third thing is, we are demanding that the president should act on his own secretary, that is Colleen Nzamba, because she has been mentioned in all the scandals that are being orchestrated to literally hoodwink Malawians into believing that National Oil Company of Malawi is doing something, when actually they have reduced it to a cash cow for Colleen Nzamba and her colonies.
Namiwa, the main opposition party, the DPP, the Democratic Progressive Party, has written a letter supporting your strike on Monday. This is why supporters of the other opposition parties, including the MCP, the Malawi Congress Party, the governing party, saying that these demonstrations that your organization has been organizing, the series of them, appears to be politically motivated to make the government unpopular.
But think of this. Is it true that you have got a few crises in Malawi? Have you ever seen a statement from the president? The sentiments you are quoting, they are just kicks from a dying horse.